was just thinking, we have sung some amazing truths in our songs this morning. Now we're going to read the truth of the word. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the whole armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. Amen.
Great, thank you, Joyce. Thanks very much, and good morning. Good morning. Our passage this morning brings us to the end of our journey through the book of Ephesians. We've been journeying through Ephesians for just about ever, but it is such a book. We've entitled the whole series, The Transformed Life, because that's what this book is all about. Six chapters just packed with life-changing stuff. And just to recap for a moment, to bring us right through to where we are in chapter six, in the first three chapters, Paul explains that God has done wonderful things for us. He loves every one of us. He's chosen us. He's saved us by his grace. Saved us from a pointless life and a lost eternity. We start off as sinners, and God, through Jesus, makes us into saints. Tremendous. And then we moved on to chapters 4 and 5, which are full of lessons about living lives of goodness and purity and strength. Paul wants us to live differently because we are the church of Jesus Christ. And that runs us up to today, to chapter 6. And chapter 6 contains two words that all congregations long for. There they are. And finally, you know it's coming to an end, folks. And after all that Paul has said, he says there's one more big thing. Finally, be strong. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. You see, there's more to all this than just being forgiven and saved and being nice and kind to one another. Paul says there's a battle going on. And whether we like it or not, we are in that battle. And so Paul writes these words to us. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. I wonder how you feel when the Bible talks about the devil. When the Bible talks about the devil and evil forces in the world. I think for many people this all sounds a bit medieval somehow. The idea of a devil with an ugly face and a forked tail. And he's served by nasty demons who spoil things and upset people and never take a bath. It's that sort of evil around in the world, but it's personified. You know, we may have outgrown some of the old stereotypes, but the truth is that both Paul and Jesus spoke of the devil. They spoke about a force of evil in this world of ours. A force that opposes and it wants to wreck all the best things that God has lined up for us. And you know, when we see the inhumane and barbaric things that people do to each other in Belsen and Auschwitz in the 1940s, and then today, this week, in Syria and the Yemen and the Congo, and in our own country, as we listen to and watch shocking news day by day, maybe it's not so hard to believe that just as we believe in a God of love, so there are forces of evil out there that we need help from God to resist. And Paul writes this, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." And because of that, we need to put on what Paul calls the armor of God. And of course, this is just a great big extended metaphor. Paul probably picks it up because he's writing this letter from prison, as he wrote a number of his epistles. Here he is in prison, no doubt seeing Roman soldiers day by day. And as he sees them in their armor, he picks this up and says, "Do you know, that's a picture of the wonderful things that God can build around us as a comprehensive set of armor to protect us." And Paul says, put it on. Paul says, put it on now. Put it on now so that you're ready for the tough times when they come. And he says, put it all on. You'll need it all. And here it is. Just let's take a walk through the armor of God. It talks about the belt of truth around our waist. You ever sat down and asked yourself, what is truth? Pontius Pilate asked that question. What an amazingly deep question. Jesus says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life." He says, "I am the ultimate reality." And the truth that Jesus teaches is a protection against the lies and the confusion of this world that would throw us off course. A belt of truth. Jesus, the truth about the meaning of life. And then righteousness. That breastplate of righteousness means being pure and forgiven in God's eyes because Jesus died for us. Isn't that a brilliant thing? It's being seen by God as a saint, not as a sinner. And your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. That's quite a tricky one, isn't it? But I believe it means having a calling and a commission and a readiness to go out and make Jesus known. Part of our protection is having a purpose in life, which is being eager to tell people the great news of Jesus. And then the shield of faith. Faith, another massive word. A rock solid belief and trust in God, in what he's done for us. It's like a shield to ward off arrows of fear and doubt. And the helmet of salvation. Salvation, what a great word. Being saved by God so that we know his presence now and we have an eternal destiny in heaven as a child of God. That's salvation. And the sword of the Spirit, a massive weapon. The word of God. And you know, as we go through this morning, we're going to find that the word of God crops up time and again. The Bible, our inspiration, our guidebook. Words given to us from the heart of God, which the Holy Spirit can pick up and remind us of and interpret to us for every situation. That word of God. You know, we could write a book about every element in the armor of God, and people have done that. But it's there for you and for me. And we need to move on this morning to see how we can actually use it in this world of evil forces. Have a look at what Paul says in verse 13. He says, "Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the evil day comes." And that's when, it's not if. It's not if you're unfortunate enough to suffer an evil day. Paul says you're going to suffer an evil day because we live in a difficult world. And when the evil day comes, you may be able to stand your ground. Paul says life can be a battle. There are evil forces in our world, and life will include evil days. The evil day. Not every day will be an evil day. There are days of joy and excitement and happiness and wonder, but from time to time, there will be the evil day. And Paul says that when we face the evil day, this armor of God will enable us to come through it. And you may have spotted a key word in this whole passage that Paul uses four times over. And to find this word, we need this morning's pop quiz. Okay, we tried it with Rod Stewart a while ago. You were not bad, but this morning I want you to reach back into your memories. In fact, basically, if you're under 50, just relax and enjoy the rest, because you probably won't have heard of this song. But George is going to play a track for us, and I'd like the name of the song. I'd like to know who's singing it. I'd like to know, if you're really a nerd, the name of the album, the year the album was released, and you might even possibly know the name of the guy who wrote the words. But here it is. See what you think. How are we doing? Have we got a singer? Who's the singer? Elton John. Yep, I can see Elton. Here's the chorus. What a great song. I've got Linda going. Great, thanks, Josh. I'm Still Standing, sung by Elton John. The album called, Too Low for Zero. Bit of a difficult one this morning. The year? Anyone got the year? 1983. It's shocking to think how long ago that was, 1983. But the words, interestingly, written by a guy called Bernie Taupin. And Bernie Taupin wrote those words with his ex-lover specifically in mind. He said, "Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life." And he's saying, "You put me down. You told lies about me. You deserted me. And you thought I'd fall apart. But the truth is, I'm still standing, stronger than ever." And you know, Paul sees that this is the way to face the forces of evil, to face the evil day. And he refers again and again and again to standing. He says, "Stand firm then." And then look at verse 13. "Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the evil day comes, you may be able to stand your ground." And after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm then. It's bang, bang, bang. Keep standing. Keep standing. Life may have given you a beating. It may have been full of hassles and broken dreams, worries and temptations and failures along the way. But with the armor of God around us, in the evil day, we can say, "I'm still standing. I'm still standing." Let's make this practical. What sort of evil days might we face in our lives? There are plenty of them. We could have a list that goes on forever, but just let's have a look at a few. Maybe the evil day of, well, definitely the evil day of temptation. We know temptation can come to us in a million different ways. And that includes just simply the temptation to give way to our own selfishness. But we need the armor of God, especially the sword of the Spirit, to protect us against temptation. Remember Jesus, tempted in the wilderness. And for every temptation, Jesus calls to mind a truth from the Old Testament that is the answer to that temptation. And we need to be able to do the same thing, to let the Word of God keep us focused, keep us on track, so that we remember our destiny. We know the truth that Jesus is in our hearts. We know the truth that we have salvation. And in that sort of context, we stand against temptation by being surrounded by those things. How about the evil day of illness? Illness can come to knock us off track, can't it? Do you know, 2 or 3 months ago, Hazel and I we had a night in a bed and breakfast place up in the North Lakes. It was a lovely old manor house, and it had antique-y sort of furniture. It was a great place just to spend a night. And the lady of the house greeted us as we arrived, and we spoke to her in the hall, and it was very quickly apparent that something was wrong. She was just agitated. And she told us how she and her husband were planning to run this guest house for a while and then retire, and they were going to go and tour Europe together. But after breakfast the following morning, she was going to have to go into Penrith to see her husband in hospital. And the chances were he was not going to come out of hospital. And it was so obvious that so many of her dreams had been shattered. She was a person who had no armor of God around her for that evil day of illness. But Hazel has prayed this morning for Colin and Jeanette Chapman. Colin, who's been sent home by the hospital, he has incurable liver cancer and it won't be long. But when you speak to Colin, he is full of faith. He knows where he's going, he understands salvation. And you know, Colin's feet are very swollen, but his feet are shod with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, because he's got a mission in life for his remaining days, and that mission is to tell anyone who wants to hear it about his Lord Jesus Christ. When he was in hospital, the guy opposite him in the bed said, "Give me one of those Bibles, I need to read this." You see, he has a purpose in life that protects him against the hopelessness of an illness that is going to see him through to death. And it can be there for us in that evil day of illness. Maybe the evil day of family breakdown. All the rejection and the loneliness and the worry that goes with that. Wearing the armor of God. Sometimes nothing left but to cling to the truth that God knows us and cares about us and has a plan for our lives. Somehow we're still standing. What about the evil day of redundancy? The day when people say you're not needed, but the Word of God says you're worth everything to God. And we still have a mission to share the gospel. That's a purpose in life. We're still standing. The evil day of slander, when lies are told about us, maybe amongst people we know, maybe at work, but we have the belt of truth that knows deep down that whatever people may say about us, Jesus knows us through and through, and it's his opinion that matters. We're still standing. Here's a different one. How about the evil day of prosperity? Someone's written these words, that to Paul, the evil day is that which especially threatens our moral and spiritual character. And these may be as much damaged by the bright sunshine of prosperity as by the midwinter of adversity. Like the man in the Gospels, he says, "I've got enough stored up for many days." Sounds a bit like retirement, doesn't it? I've got money in the bank. I can rely on that. I'm going to take life easy. But do you know, in fact, the evil day of prosperity has arrived to challenge everything Jesus said about sacrifice. So we need to have that word of God in our hearts and minds to keep us on track, to establish our thought processes in advance so that we're ready to please God and not just please ourselves in the evil day of prosperity. And then one that's guaranteed to come to all of us. We're none of us going to escape the evil day of death. The evil day of death. And the devil thinks this is a knockout blow. The forces of evil think this is the worst they can do to us. But we're going to wear the helmet of salvation. And when death is over, and death's no fun, Groucho Marx has a fantastic phrase about this. He says, "I'm not afraid of dying. I just don't want to be there when it happens." But you know, even though we die, have a look at what the book of Revelation says about the end of time. Revelation 7 verse 9 says this, "And after this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people and language." And that's us. We're in there, folks. We're in that great tribe and crowd of people. But look what we're doing. We're still standing. We're standing before the throne and before the Lamb. And it says they were singing. Do you know what they're singing? I'll show you what they're singing. There's absolutely no doubt about it. They're singing, "I'm still standing. I'm still standing." Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. We're still standing. And finally, in verse 18, Paul says, keep praying. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Prayer, our line of communication with God, our source of strength when the battle is tough. But you'd be pleased to hear we're not going to start exploring this massive topic of prayer this morning. We're going to leave it there. Because this final chapter of Ephesians is all about battle and victory. It's all about how to stand strong in the hard times, wearing that whole armor of God, so that we can say after it all, how many evil days we go through, but as we meet with Jesus himself one day, we can say, "I'm still standing. I'm still standing, Lord." Shall we pray together? Let's pray. Yeah. Lord, we thank you for those wonderful things with which you surround and protect us. Lord, thank you for truth, for righteousness, for the gospel, for faith, salvation, and the word of God. Lord, thank you for those gifts of God that can be our armor and our strength. And Lord, as we sit here this morning, we just recognize that for some of us, this will be one of those evil days. This will be one of those days when life has thrown all sorts of stuff at us. And the temptation is to see our faith rocked. And Lord, we pray for one another this morning. We pray for those going through hard times. And we pray that they may feel around them that protection of the great gifts and truths that come from God. Lord, help us to be ready now to put on this armor, to soak ourselves in the word of God, so that we're ready for the evil day, so that we can keep standing. We can stand firm then, so that after everything's done, we're still standing. Lord, bless us and give us strength to live for you, we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.